As the war in Ukraine grinds on, there is new concern over the use of one weapon in particular, landmines. Russian forces put down mines as they retreated from cities in northern Ukraine, and according to Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Mark Milley, Ukrainians are using them too. He spoke to the Senate last week.
The landmines are being effectively used by the Ukrainian forces to shape the avenues of approach by Russian armored forces. That's one of the reasons why you see column after column of Russian vehicles that are destroyed.
These landmines also maim and kill civilians, and the job of clearing them is starting now. James Cowan is CEO of the Halo Trust, a group that has been doing that work for many years. James, welcome.
Thank you, Pete.
So I understand you've been working on the ground in Ukraine for years, and I'm told you're actually headed back next week. So give us a sense of how many landmines there are in Ukraine and how fast that number is growing as this war continues.
Yeah, well, Halo has been on the ground since 2016, essentially reacting to the 2014 war. We were working down in the Donbass. We're now getting ready to work across the country to clear the vast numbers of mines that have been laid. I just don't think anyone can know at this moment how many mines there are. The war is still ongoing. More are being laid. But it is a huge requirement that now is going to meet the international community and Ukraine.
We understand that as the Russians retreated north of Kyiv, they apparently booby-trapped, put down mines in civilians' homes, in cars, even on bodies. Have you seen tactics like that before?
Yes, we have, sadly. This is what happened in the Donbass. It's what happened in Syria. It's a very regular tactic by the Russians. You put up tripwires with hand grenades. You booby-trap children's toys. You make sure that any forces entering the area have to enter with extreme caution. So it is extremely dangerous. And what it means, therefore, is that no crops are going to get planted in fields. No humans are going to return to their homes. And no factories are going to start production until this problem is dealt with. So it really is a massively damaging effect, both upon the humanitarian aspects of Ukraine, but also upon its economy.
Are the Ukrainians using mines as well?
Well, the Ukrainians have signed the Landmine Ban Convention, which means that they don't possess anti-personnel landmines because that particular convention only bans anti-personnel landmines. The Russians haven't signed the convention, so they are using them prolifically. I don't have evidence of Ukrainian use of anti-tank mines, but we'll have to wait and see what the evidence shows.
There are signs that Russia is using a new kind of landmine, and these are triggered by the vibrations from human footsteps, meaning that a victim could trigger it without even stepping on the mine. Can you explain how that works and how that changes the level of danger?
Yeah, Pete, you're talking about the POM-3 mine, and this is a particularly lethal device that is clever enough to tell the cadence of a human footstep from that of an animal or a vehicle. And that means that nobody can get near it, not within 10 meters of it, without it exploding and killing anyone trying to clear it. The problem with that is, of course, that you don't know whether you're dealing with a sophisticated mine like the POM-3 or you're dealing with an old-fashioned dumb mine. You can't take that chance. So you have to treat everything as if it is a POM-3. The question here is one of proportionality. The Russians may not have signed the Landmine Ban Convention, but they are in breach of the law of armed conflict. These are massively disproportionate weapons, and they kill innocent civilians, women and children in particular, without any hesitation. And that is outside of the law of armed conflict, and it is a criminal activity.
Walk me through what it is like to try to clear these landmines from a country like Ukraine.
Well, Halo doesn't just clear landmines. The problem in Ukraine is far broader than just landmines. It's about cluster munitions, it's about rocketry, it's about artillery shells, it's about air-delivered bombs. Many of these systems are being dropped and are not going off. So we are in the business of dealing with all of these explosive hazards. But landmines is our speciality, and they are extremely dangerous. They do not lose any of their lethality. They can remain in the ground for many decades after the event. So we're still clearing landmines in countries like Angola or Sri Lanka or Cambodia, 50 years after the war in question. So this is like decades of work that lies ahead in Ukraine. But we need to find donors now willing to help us get rid of these devices before they kill and maim more people.
The work sounds incredibly dangerous. Have you lost people doing that job?
So we've been fortunate not to lose anyone in Ukraine. We take huge care over our professional standards. We do suffer losses. The last time that your station interviewed me, we had tragically been attacked by ISIS in Afghanistan, and 12 of my people have been murdered. So it's more often the case that we're at risk from the broader context of conflict rather than from the actual landmines themselves.
What is the lasting impact of having landmines in the ground unexploded for, as you say, sometimes up to 50 years or more, to live with that threat sort of looming there in the distance?
I saw a photograph last week of a teacher in Zimbabwe, and he's talking to some children, and they've got their hands up in the classroom. And you might think he's asking them a question, maybe about math or maybe about, science. But no, in fact, what he's doing is asking them how many of you had to walk through a minefield to get to school. And about half of them put their hands up. That's the long-term impact of landmines. You have to live with these very, very lethal devices. So the sooner they can be removed, the better it is, and the sooner Ukraine can return to normal.
James Cowan is CEO of the Halo Trust, helping to clear landmines in Ukraine and other countries around the world. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and please be safe.
Thank you, Peter.